have arrived at the terminal station, Jinguashi.
Before entering the main gate to the Gold Museum, we are walking on the red brick walkway. That was the main traffic artery connecting Jinguashi to the world when the gold and copper mining industry was at its peak. Welcome to the Tourist Information Center, which was previously a Taiwan Motor Transport Company Limited bus station. Feel free to visit the first floor, where you can pick up tourist information and a map. You can also leave luggage here and borrow a baby carrier or wheelchair. This is also the place to gather for guided museum tours. Next, following the red brick walkway, the first building we will see is the four joined Japanese-style residence. It's one of the best-preserved Japanese dormitory buildings in Jinguashi. After World War II, it was used as a dormitory for employees of Taiwan Metal Mining Corporation. It is believed that this building was constructed by Nikko Mining Company in the 1930s, providing accommodation for Japanese personnel and their families. Each of the four connected houses has its own entrance, living room, and family room with small courtyards at the front and back. You can go inside the building and look around at the old-style decorations and layout that reflects the daily life of the early residents, allowing visitors to better appreciate the living environment at that time.